Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S-S, Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E. His address is 193 Panama Avenue, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-342-1977. ID is XXX XX-9615, date of birth 11-4-1950, 72-year-old single, retired. California conservationist, and then below it should say avocational fly fisher. Insurance is Medicare/Blue Cross. PERS, pharmacy is CVS, Esplanade, 530-345-9009. It is addressed to Dr. Anton R. Dotson, D-O-T-S-O-N, M-D, 145 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 110, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-896-2200, fax 530-896-2209. There is a carbon copy to Dr. James Westcott, W-E-S-C-O-T-T, M-D. Below that, Mission Ranch Primary Care. Address is 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10, Chico, California, 95926-2186. The phone is 530-894-0500, fax 530-345-2532. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with the development of progressive neuromuscular weakness, recent, subparagraph, recent presentation with diplopia dash findings of right ocular dysmetria. Below that should say current symptoms of slight ptosis on the right. Subparagraph, recent reported positive myasthenia lab test. New paragraph, current complaints, diffuse neuromuscular weakness in the lower extremities, producing incapacity in ambulation and avocational fly fishing. Dear Dr. Dotson and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Douglas Laurie for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Douglas gives a history of progressive neuromuscular weakness in the lower extremities, limiting his ability to ford streams and perform his avocational fly fishing. Subparagraph. His symptoms of diplopia developed after he was doing fine hand-eye coordinated work on refurbishing fly fishing creels. Subparagraph, he produced some pictures today of his excellent work. New paragraph. Since the onset of these symptoms several weeks ago, there has been a slow but progressive improvement in his clinical findings. New paragraph, he's seen the ophthalmologist who prescribed eyeglasses to correct his apparent strabismus. New paragraph, he uses a brace on his right knee from previous strain injury. Subparagraph, he's had meniscus surgery on the left. New paragraph. His neurological examination today shows evidence of some strabismus on the right with a diplopia on right lateral gaze and slight ptosis. With the head bent forward but resolving with cervical extension on the right. New paragraph. He has an additional history of chronic and persistent neck tension with relief of stiffness with chiropractic therapy. New paragraph. He has gastrointestinal disease being treated for GERD. He does not report vitamins or supplements, new paragraph. His neurological examination today, new paragraph, he gives additional history of a full sensation in the right eye and forehead area, subparagraph. CT or brain MR imaging was previously done, but not necessarily reported to be unusual, new paragraph. His neurological examination today shows moderate restriction in side bending and rotation of the cervical spine with some tension pain on the right with left rotation, new paragraph. His deep tendon reflexes are excessively brisk at the patellar with trace of sustained clonus more on the left than the right at the Achilles, new paragraph. Motor examination demonstrates a left upper extremity drift without pronation, new paragraph. Sensory examination remains intact to all modalities. Cerebellar testing discloses normal rapid alternating successive movements with preserved fine motor speed without halting characteristics. New paragraph. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers indicates some increased neuromuscular tone in the lower extremities without cogwheeling. And slight increased neuromuscular tone in the upper extremities, more asymmetrically identified on the right. New paragraph, ambulatory examination remains fluid and non-ataxic with preserved tandem heel and toe. Romberg test is unremarkable. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Douglas Laurie presents with a number of interesting neurological findings suggesting a possible cervical myelopathy with lower extremity minor spasticity and findings of increased neuromuscular tension that may be consistent with a number of medical or other etiologies. New paragraph, his clinical history suggests risk factors for ocular myasthenia. New paragraph, his clinical history suggests possible systemic myasthenia. Recommendations. These are some paragraphs. We will obtain his previous imaging studies from ENLO of the brain and cervical spine if completed, and if not completed, we will order and complete these as well, including a neuroquant brain imaging study. New paragraph. I've given him a slip for laboratory testing for myasthenic risk factors, including thyroid disease. And a striated muscle antibody test, new paragraph. Nutritional screening will be accomplished, new paragraph. I'm scheduling him for a repetitive nerve stimulation test for evaluation of possible systemic myasthenia. New paragraph. Upon his return, I will initiate therapy should his testing be positive for myasthenia / ocular myasthenia or systemic myasthenia, as may be appropriate to his findings. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns. New paragraph. Thank you again for this most interesting referral, and signed respectfully with my professional signature.